Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Armando Cafiera, who is the executive director with Confindustria Ceramica. I'm sure I messed that up, but how you doing this morning, Armando?
Very well, Kemp. You did pretty well, Confindustria Ceramica. Your Italian accent is better than my English accent.
Do me a favor and tell our listeners exactly what your organization is.
Yes, Confindustria Ceramica is the trade association of the Italian ceramic industries, which includes tiles, but also sanitary, tableware, and all kinds of ceramic manufacturing in Italy. We are kind of the sister organization of the Tile Council of North America.
Okay, so you represent all the manufacturers, and you actually run this Jersey show where we are today. I need to remind our listeners, I'm sure most know, but in the U.S. market for tile, the Italians are the leader. Actually, in the world market for tile, the Italians have been for a long time the leader. Why do you think the Italians were able to achieve a leadership position in the world tile market?
Because of the innovation, the continuous investment, the research for design, the research for the right ratio between quality and price, the continuous efforts to put in the tile products all the components of the made in Italy, which is what I think makes the customers all over the world look for Italian products.
We're at the Jersey show in Bologna, Italy, and so let's talk about that show for a minute. I was surprised, actually, this is the third day I've been here, and I was surprised to see that the traffic is very robust, as probably as many people as I've ever seen here. This show usually brings over 80,000 people. How is it tracking this year?
I would say that Jersey is the leading show in the international contest for tiles and bathroom furnishing. I think the number of importance, we'll talk about that in 1 minute, but I think the mood is even more important. I think everybody, both producers, exhibitors, customers, are here to look at the future in a positive mood. Also, the numbers are comforting these. We are, as you were saying, looking at the numbers for the 3 days, and we are basically even with the numbers of 2008, and this is definitely half of a miracle considering the context of the market. We know that we are going through a tough time, but we want to look ahead.
Okay, and the world market, it's always amazing to me to see that if you add up all of the value of the products manufactured in Italy for the world market, it's over 5 billion euros that you manufacture in this business, isn't it?
That's correct. The turnover of our industry is over 5 billion euros, and 70% is exported in over 150 countries, basically all over the world. We are still keeping value-wise the leadership in the international trade. Also, the 30% that goes to the Italian market is important, but to look ahead, definitely the efforts in the market that have been so far followed, but also new markets, will be key.
Okay. In a presentation you gave the other day, you talked about the 260 million euros that's going to be invested in Italy toward new innovation. Where will that money go?
It's important that also in a tough year like has been 2009 so far, we are going to look at the number of investments that you were recalling, 260 million euros, which is over 5% of turnover, and this is the same level that the industry has been going for the last decade. I would say definitely innovation, you know, thin tiles, which also reduce the impacts of environment is one of the major issues. Then we are looking for energy efficiency and the possibility of improving the design and quality of our tiles.
You mentioned a minute ago the thin tiles, which as we've walked the show, we've seen that almost all of the major manufacturers now are offering a very thin tile, a 4 millimeter thick tile. What other trends are we seeing in that? Because since you guys are the world leaders, you usually start trends. And what other trends do you think we're seeing in the tile market?
Well, I think that the tin tiles for renovations will be the main item for next year. I think that the efficiency, the energy efficiency issue, and the reducing the impact even more, you know, of our products, both on the manufacturing side and the installation side, distribution as well, is a major trend. And I think at this CERSAIA exhibition, a lot of this of the proposals that we are seeing will bring some considerable breakthrough for the next year.
As the executive director, the person in charge of everything here, and I mean, you're talking about the show, you're talking about relationships with your member organizations. What are some of the challenges you face? Is it the being able to get through this world economic dip until it recovers on the other side, or you know, what are some of the biggest challenges you face?
Well, there are some issues which concern us as a manufacturing industry in our country, which is to have you know, competitive playing field, like energy issues are very important for us. But I would say for the international contest, it's very important to have fair competition around the world. In a time where it's becoming more and more difficult for the companies to invest, and investment is a requirement, you know, to be present in the market, to keep the workforce. I think that it's not possible anymore to bear with unfair practices, and this has to be done. So all the means of the legislation has to be used to avoid unfair competition.
All right, as we look at the USA market and you look at some growth opportunities, one of the things that we would say would be a huge opportunity would be to get the per capita usage of tile in the American market to increase it, because when you start looking at developed countries, we're one of the lowest. What do you think we could do together as a group to get more Americans to use ceramic tile?
Thank you, Kemp. I think this is really a key question. I think that our product has an edge, an advantage, really competitive advantage in sustainability. This has been an issue that we work on the last coverings, but much more has to be done in that direction also. To show the competitive advantage of our material on competing material. I think we have a task in that as Italian producers, but a lot can be done with increasing competition with our U.S. Colleagues and colleagues from other countries, something that we will work on.
Well, I've got to hand it to you, Armando. I mean, the world economy is in a slump right now, but when we look at this show, which is one of the things that you guys manage, we're seeing the same amount of people out here. We're seeing the overall tone of the members is that they're in it for the long term, and they know this is going to recover. So when you come to CERSAIA, you don't get a feeling that, as you said in the tone earlier, you don't get a feeling that they're depressed. They're actually looking forward to recovery.
People is reacting, and the operators are here to do their business. We try to support that as an association, as organizer of CERSAIA, providing a supply of events, I would like to say, of first class, you know, to bring the world of architects and designer closer to our world, to improve the possibility of better understanding each other. Yesterday we had the presentation of Renzo Piano, which was attended by an incredible 5,000 people, and the message that Renzo Piano delivered was improving the understanding around of our reality, our world, and he also spends some words very much appreciated by the audience, at least our part of the audience, on the possibility that ceramic tiles gives in this direction.
I've got to admit, that's one of the reasons that we went to the trouble of traveling over here. It's not only to see what the leaders in the market are doing, but it was also to be able to sit down and listen to what some of the key world leaders in architecture, what they're saying about where building design's going, about this whole sustainability thing. And I've got to say that the Renzo Piano presentation yesterday was very good. We are running out of time, Armando. I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Armando Caffiera, who is executive director with
Confindustria Ceramica, and thank you, Kemp, and all the operators that travel to CERSAIA here this year.
And you've been listening to Kemp Haar on FloridaDaily.net.